What's the earliest time that somebody could light candles? Person wants to make an early Shabbos. The last 2 weeks were the latest weeks in the year Shabbos. And a person wants to be makabel Shabbos, bring on Shabbos early. What's the earliest time somebody could be madlik neiris? The Shulchan Aruch and Reish Samach Gimel Sif Dalet says the Shulchan Aruch, La yakdim lamar la'ad likoy b'oide yam gadol. A person should not be madlik neiris too early, b'oide yam gadol. That means middle of the day. She'oz einoy nikir shemadlik lekavet Shabbos. This is a problem. If you light candles Friday afternoon, 2 o'clock in the afternoon, 4 o'clock in the afternoon, it's not nikir that you're lighting the neiros of Shabbos, you're lighting it for Shabbos. You're doing it for whatever other purpose. V'gam lo ya'acher, that we're not going to speak about, but v'gam lo ya'acher means don't delay it and do it the last minute. It doesn't mean to light after the shkia, it means don't wait for the last second. V'im roitze lahadlik neir m'boid yom gadol, you're making an early Shabbos, you want to do it early, so how early could you do it? V'im roitze lahadlik neir m'boid yom gadol, kabbalo of Shabbos miyad, reshai. You're allowed to light candles early as long as you're being makabel Shabbos. Ki kivin shemakabel ol Shabbos miyat ein zu akdama. If while you're being madlik neiros, you're being makabel Shabbos, that's fine. It's not called an akdama because we understand the reason why you're lighting is lakavet Shabbos. You're being makabel Shabbos. So mamela, it's okay. However, says the machaber, ubelvad sheyehim plaga mincho lamayla. You have to make sure when you light, don't light before a plug. It has to be after plug. So what we have here very clearly in the Shulchan Aruch is that if a person wants to make early Shabbos, how early could you go? You could go up until plug. There's another t'nai, something else you need besides lighting only after plug. You also have to be makabel Shabbos with the hadlaka. If you light close to Shabbos, you don't have to be makabel Shabbos. But if you're lighting as early as plag, today, plag 6:54, if you want to light today at 7 o'clock, you have to be makabel Shabbos. That's the machaber. And the Ramah says, if you take a light earlier, if it was lit earlier, which would l'chayra mean whether if you lit it before plag or you lit it after plag, but even though you lit it after plag, you were makabel Shabbos, the halach is you have to put it out and you have to relight it. And pashtus, if you weren't yotzi, you have to relight it, you have to make a bracha. You lit it 4 o'clock in the afternoon, it's a bracha of atala, and you have to light it again. Just as a side pointer, this halacha that when you light early, only after plag, and you need to be makabel Shabbos without laka, says the Chut HaShani, Reb Nissen Karelitz, that you don't need that the whole family should be makabel Shabbos. As long as the one who's being madlik is makabel Shabbos, that's enough. Why? Because the reason to light early is a problem is because it's not nikkur that you're lighting at lakavet Shabbos. But if one person already says, one who's lighting is makabel Shabbos, that's enough. The Shulchan Aruch Harav really takes it even a step further. Well, it was way before, but he says it doesn't even have to be the person that lights. Let's say there's no woman that's lighting, a person's lighting, and he doesn't want to be makabel Shabbos. He can have somebody else be makabel Shabbos at the time of adlaka, and that's also fine. It's a chiddush because it's somebody else, not the person lighting. But the idea is that the adlaka is lekavet Shabbos. As long as somebody is madluk, that somebody's makabel Shabbos, that's enough. Rav Shlomo Zalman brings this din, and he's actually mesupik about it. He doesn't bring the Shulchan Aruch Rav. He says he's mesupik if you could have somebody else be makabel Shabbos while you light after plag. Another din, it says you have to be makabel Shabbos with the lighting. So what does it mean with the lighting? On the spot, right when you light, if you light today at 7 o'clock, do you have to be makabel Shabbos right there and then at 7 o'clock? Or within a couple of minutes, still want to take care of a few things. So the Shulchan Aruch Harav over there, but on the bottom in Kuntres Achron says, within a quarter of an hour. Within a quarter of an hour, that's considered that it's right then and there with the Adlaka, and it's going to be fine that it's a Kabbalah Shabbos it's you're being makabel Shabbos with Adlakas Neiris, and it's nicker that Adlakas will cover Shabbos. We're going to get to Shaz Manius in a minute. We're going to discuss the earliest man of plague.
The quarter hour?
He just says a quarter hour. I don't see why it should be a Shaz Manius, because the idea is that a quarter of an hour, you're asking a good question. He says a quarter of an hour. Is it Shaz Manius? We're going to see soon the plague is with Shaz Manius. This quarter of an hour, if the idea is because it's close enough to the hadlaka that it should be considered you're doing the lakavet Shabbos, I would assume that the 15-minute bracket is 15 minutes. Because in din, when you have a day like today that's 18 hours long, if you're going to break it up, a quarter of an hour is bigger, but it's going to move away, it's going to be longer, away, further away from the hadlaka, I would think 15 minutes means 15 minutes. So what we have so far is the earliest time to light me'ikra din is plague. We're going to see in a minute when plague is, but the earliest time is plague, and you should be makabel Shabbos with the plague. Now, Meboida Yom Gadol is true, it's after plague, but how close till Shabbos does it go? Let's go in Yerushalayim, they light 40 minutes before Shkia. So what happens over there? You light 40 minutes before Shkia. Do you also have to be makabel Shabbos with that adlaka? It's very negeah. I lived in Eretz Yisrael. We used to go to the Kaisel. Could one light 40 minutes before Shkia? And if that's called the Ba'idah Yom Gadol, the dinners you have to be Makabel Shabbos. Could you light then 40 minutes before Shabbos and not be Makabel Shabbos yet? So says Rav Shlomo Zalman that since everybody lights then, that's the Zman, the Minig in Yerushalayim, to light 40 minutes before Shkia, it's considered it's Lakavet Shabbos even without being Makabel Shabbos. So even though from Plaga Mincha one should be Makabel Shabbos, but if it's 40 minutes before Shkia and that's the Nohog to light, even without being Makabel Shabbos, it's fine. So what we have over here so far is that the Ikar Adin, a person shall light not before a plague. When is plague? So the Shulchan Aruch says plague is an hour and a quarter before night. An hour and a quarter before night. And this hour and a quarter is not a literal hour before and a quarter. It's Shah Zmanius, like Itzi asked before in the Shulchan Aruch Harav. It's an hour and a quarter of Zmanius. Zmanius means you break up the day into 12 hours. You break up the day to be 12 hours, meaning to say a day like today that's 18 hours. You add up all the 18 hours into minutes, let's say around 900 minutes, and you split that into 12. So an hour, instead of being 60 minutes, is going to be 80 minutes. So if that's an hour is 80 minutes, what's an hour and a quarter? An hour and a quarter is going to be 100 minutes. We're going to work just to figure out the cheshbon. We're going to go with an equal day and night, 12-hour day, 12-hour night. So the Shulchan Aruch says it's an hour and a quarter before Seisak Echavim. Let's go Seisak Echavim with Rabbeinu Tam, 72 minutes after Shkia. So one plague, these two plagues. One plague is the plague of the Shulchan Aruch and the plague of the Magen Avraham. That plague is less common. Mois Manim, for an example, you go to Mois Manim, when they bring the plague, they bring one plague. That's the other plague we'll discuss in a minute. That's the earlier plague. That's the plague of the Goyin, Shulchan Aruch Harav, which the Mishnah Brewer calls the Levush. That's the earlier plague. Just yesterday I wanted to look up the second plaque, so it's not there. You have to click on to get additional Zmanim. Then you have to create an account. Once you create an account, you get already a list of 3 pages long of all different Zmanim. The first plaque, which is the plaque, not the earlier plaque, the first plaque that the Shulchan Aruch speaks about is an hour and a quarter before night. So let's break up the day to have whatever the day is, but let's say it's a day, an equal day and night of 12 hours. So what does an hour and a quarter mean? An hour and a quarter would be literal, because we have a 12-hour day, so an hour and a quarter would mean 75 minutes before Tzeisak Echavim. So how much does that come out to be? That comes out to be 3 minutes before Shkia. So a day that's 12 hours of day, 12 hours of night, and you go with the Magen Avraham, the Shulchan Aruch's plague, which is 75 minutes before night, comes out to be literal 3 minutes before Shkia.
How does Zman of night tie into all this? The same night as 72.
I'm going with 72, but if you want to go with the earlier Zman, I'm going to try to get to that also. It changes the plug, and some places in Lakewood have such a minion. I'm going to try to get to it later. If not, we'll discuss it afterwards. If the plug moves, when nightfall, it most definitely should move. Yeah. This first plug, just a minute here, if the plug is an hour and a quarter before Tzei Sakechavim, so it comes out to be, today that plug is going to be 7:51, because Shosmanis gives you longer than 75 minutes. But on a regular day, a day of 12 hours, plug is 75 minutes before Tzei Sakechavim. Tzei Sakechavim is 72 minutes after Shkia, so 3 minutes before that comes out to be the plug. So Lefidah Shulchan Aruch the Magen Avram, in such a day, plug is literally 3 minutes before Shkia. So the Mishnah Berurah, the Bir Halacha, they ask that it's a chiddush that should be the plug. The plug is just 3 minutes before Shkia, that's the whole plug. And winter, I want to tell you, in the winter, it's going to be 1 second. In the winter,
is much later for the main town.
Right? Okay. And another thing is that it comes out, which this could be problematic. If you want to be machmer, 1 second. What we're going to get? If you want to be machmer with the Magen Avram's plug, and like the Shulchan Aruch says, to light after plug, you have literal a 3 minute window. You following with me? From 75 minutes before Shkia to 72 minutes before Shkia, these are 3 minute window. And sometimes if the day is shorter, plug is actually going to be after Shkia.
What about the minute, about 18 minutes before?
So, Lamaisa, Rabbi Shia pointed out very good. If you go with this plug, see, the Magen Avraham Paskins like Rabbeinu Tam, his Shkia is 58 and a half minutes. But we're going if you want to be machmer. You want to not light. The Shulchan Aruch says that you should light after plag. If you want to light after the later plag, your chumrah is going to come out problematic, because sometimes it's going to even be after Shkia. So obviously, you could be machmer in the summer. The plag today, the later plag is 7:51, but that's not going to get you too far being machmer in the winter. And therefore, like you asked, Morty, very good. Of course, the 18 minutes before, you should make sure to light 18 minutes before. Not after the plug. After the plug could even come out to be after Shkia.
Isn't the Shulchan Aruch passing that you can't light before the plug?
The Shulchan Aruch does say you can't light before a plug, and the Shulchan Aruch's plug is actually the later plug. But Lamaisa, we're going to move on now to the second plug, and that's how the Mishnah Berurah, many of the Poskim go like that. The Levush, the Shulchan Aruch Harav, the Goyin. We in most go with the earlier plaque.
The Shulchan Aruch himself has a tshuva, by Hanukkah, that since they mend on the America, the first year, nobody should sin, even if you really hold them second plaque, but the Gabbos Shabbos, the first plaque that comes, the time is.
Meaning to say is, if a person wants to be machma like the Magen Avraham, like the later Zman, he's machmer l'chol adi, everything Rabbeinu Tam. Now to fast, he waited till after 72. But as much as he's machmer, he holds like Rabbeinu Tam Ladina, were machmer when they came, the ones that held like Rabbeinu Tam Ladina, when they came to America, they took on the chumrah of being machmer on Shkia. So therefore, even if you're machmer like the later Zman, you don't light after Shkia. So that's the later plug. The earlier plug, which is the Levush, the Mishnah Berurah brings like that, Ladina, the Levush, the Goyin, the Shulchan Aruch Harav, the plug minion downstairs goes with the earlier plug. That plug today is 6:54. And that plug goes, how do you get earlier? Because they cheshbon from Nates to Shkia. Instead of cheshbonning from the Alois to Tzei Sakechavim, they cheshbon from Nates to Shkia, a shorter day. So let's go back now to a day that's 12 hours from Nates to Shkia. You have 12 hours for that part. What's an hour and a quarter before? Shkia is 7 o'clock in the evening. An hour and a quarter before is 6:45. 5:45, very good, I'm sorry, 5:45. Today, the plug is going to be more than an hour and a quarter before Shkia. Again, if a day is 12 hours, so then Shkia is 7 o'clock, the plug is going to be 5:45. But that's only when you have an hour and a quarter as a literal. But Zmanius obviously changes it, and instead of being 5:45, today it's going to be 6:54. So we have two times when plag is, and seemingly we could go with the first plag. The second plag is used for Tarta de Sassari, which hopefully we'll discuss at a further time in davening part, maybe use the second, the Magen Avraham's plag. There's another time brought in the Ramah. What's the earliest time to light Meiris? Very mechudish the Ramah. The Ramah in Reish Samach Aleph Sif Aleph. The Ramah says, he's speaking about when somebody brings on Shabbos early. The Ramah says, if you make Shabbos, the chemi shekibul all of Shabbos shah oishtayim chaydim chashecha. Somebody who's makabel Shabbos 2 hours before night. The halach is it's already Shabbos, but amir la'akim is mutter. So the Ramah says one could bring on Shabbos 2 hours before. So the problem is 2 hours before is before plag. 2 hours before is before plag. The Shulchan Aruch's plag is a later plag. 2 hours before Rabbeinu Tam is early. Is too early, it's before plag. The Bir Aloch asked the question. The reason why it comes out to be before the plag, because let's once again go on an even 12-hour day, and if you move back 75 minutes before Rabbeinu Tam, that's not 120 minutes. So how do you get 2 hours before night that you collide neighbors? So what's the, how do we understand the Ramah? The Ramah says that a person can be makabel Shabbos 2 hours before. How do you get 2 hours? The answer is, Bir Halacha brings the answer, that this Ramah, which is a Marivayel, going how the Bach Paskin goes Ladina with the Shitas HaYireim. The Shitas HaYireim is a third Shita in when Shkia and Bein Hashmashas is. We know these are Machloikis, Ge'oinim and Rebbeinu Tam, if the Shkia is the actual Shkia, which we know is Shkia, or it's actually 58 and a half minutes later, Machloikis, Rebbeinu Tam, and the Ge'oinim. The Yireim holds that the Shkia is 13 and a half minutes before Shkia. Meaning to say that if you want to be Machmer with the Yireim, today's Shkia is 8:28, you should make sure to light candles before 13 and a half minutes earlier. Right? Shitas HaYireim, that's the earlier Zman when Shkia comes about. Shitas HaYireim. So what do we gain with that? We move back now from 72 minutes from Rabbeinu Tam to Shkia. We gained another 13 and a half minutes. So where are we holding now? We're holding now 72 plus 13 and a half is 85 minutes. Yeah, you're following? You have from Shkia to Rabbeinu Tam 72 minutes. Move back another 13 and a half minutes to Yireim, so that's 85 minutes. So far we have the earliest Zman now is 85 minutes before Rabbeinu Tam Yikalait. But what does the Rabban say 2 hours? It's still too early. What's 2 hours? This 72 minutes of Rabbeinu Tam is only because the shear from Shkia to Tzeisak Echavan 4 mil is 18 minutes per mil. So 18 minutes per mil comes out to be 18 times 4 is 72. So therefore from Shkia, the Gemara says, from Shkia to Tzeisak Echavan 4 mil, and 4 mil is 8, each mil is 18 minutes, so that's 72. But if you make a mil, there's a shita that a mil is 24 minutes. So 24, very good. 24 times 4 mil is 96. What's 3/4 of a mil? We want to use the Yireim to move back another 3/4 of a mil. What's 3/4 of 24? 18. So 18 and 96 is 114. So 114 is right about almost 2 hours. Almost 2 hours. So that's what the Ramah is talking about. 2 hours before, if you use the Yireim of a couple of minutes before Shkia, plus a mil is not 18 minutes, it's 24 minutes, so that's 114 minutes before it says, Echavim Yekalait Neiras. So get back where we started, what's the earliest time somebody could be Madlik Neiras on Shabbos? It's a din in the Shulchan Aruch from Plag. When is the plag? We said these are earlier plag, these are later plag, but you can't light before plag. And you could only light after a plug if you makabel Shabbos. These important Shulchan Aruch Harav, just before moving into that Shita. So these are earlier plug, later plug, and then these this Ramah, that's 2 hours before night. This 2 hours before night happens to be, could fall out to be the earliest of the three. I'm not going to go into the Cheshbon now, but if you make a Cheshbon, it could be the earliest, if you depending on the Zmanias, but it could be the earliest. So we have two plugs and 2 hours before. These are Aruch HaShulchan, and I want to read the Aruch HaShulchan inside. These are Shittas of Aruch HaShulchan that the Aruch HaShulchan says that you can be Makabel Shabbos even before a plug. This is very negeya for two reasons. First of all, what happens if B'dievid, somebody lit before the plug? We spoke about this 2 weeks ago, that a woman should really light before the husband's Makabel Shabbos. And if the husband's Makabel Shabbos with the early minyan, he davens mincha before plag. Boi b'shalom, he says 15 minutes later. So there's a 15-minute window when she shall light, if you want to be machmer. So what happens if, by mistake, she lit too early? She lit today at 6:50. She lit before the plag. So what's the halacha? She was not yoitza? I'm talking about even b'dievet. She was not yoitza? And we'll get to it momentarily. This was a case that happened a couple of weeks ago. Somebody, his wife went away. He was home alone, and he was eating out Friday night. The person he was eating by was making early Shabbos. He didn't daven mincha early, and he was going to this person that was davening, the minyan was davening before the plag. Let's say this week it was davening 6:40, and at 6:30 he wanted to go leave to daven mincha, ma'ariv, and go Kabbalah Shabbos, eat by that person. He was going to drive there. It was an hour and a half walk, but only a 7-minute drive. He was going to go there, obviously, drive there before Shabbos. But he was staying home Friday night, so he was going to light in his house. He was going to light in his house. So what should he do? He was going to leave 15 minutes before Shabbos, before the Nates. Before the plag. Sorry, he's going to leave 15 minutes before the plag. Could he light then Neiris? What should he do? It's a problem. You can't light before the plag, because before the plag, we saw the Shulchan Aruch says you're not yoitze b'chlau. So what is this person supposed to do? You're not be samech on the other sheet and light it by the person, or I don't know, go after plag or daven mincha and then go. Yeah, that's the shaila. The Aruch HaShulchan over here in Reish Samach Gimel, just want to read the lashon because it's an important ladina. The Aruch HaShulchan says v'yirali the b'chahai gavna. Speaks about making Shabbos early. Afilu hayu koydim plag amincha. If somebody brings on Shabbos before a plag, kibul all of Shabbos. It's a kabbalah Shabbos even before a plag. The option is bar that a person should have make toys with Shabbos before a plag. Vadai litchatchilo in lasis kain. You shouldn't do it litchatchilo. Avlam asa kain. If somebody brought on Shabbos before the plag, miyimcha biyadai. You can make Shabbos before a plag. The Atu Yeshlanu Shir LeToisvus Shenoimar the Koydim Lachem LeMahani. Are you going to tell me there's a Shir and Toisvus Shabbos that if you bring on Shabbos before the plag, it's not Shabbos? So the Aruch HaShulchan holds that a person could bring on Shabbos even before the plag. That's the Shitas Aruch HaShulchan. So we have Me'ikar Adin, the Shulchan Aruch says that a person could only light after plag. And after plag with a Kabbalah Shabbos. These are Shittas Reb Kiveger. And with this we're going to finish. But this is the Reb Kiveger that goes on the Shulchan Aruch. Again, the Shulchan Aruch says that a person should light only after plag and only with a Kabbalah Shabbos. That's what the Shulchan Aruch says. And the Ramah says if you didn't do that, you have to light again. Says Reb Kiveger, this din of the Shulchan Aruch is only litchatchila. Litchatchila, one should light and be makabel Shabbos after plag. B'diavad, even if you light meboida yoim gadol, it's okay. That's what Reb Kiveger says. B'diavad, that's fine. When is, oh, very good, Reb Shlomo Yosef, when is Ba'oida Yoim Gadol? He says, just a second, Reb Kiveger says, L'tchatchilo, one should light after the plag and be Makabel Shabbos. Like we said, the Shulchan Aruch says, two things requirement that you need. You have to light after the plag, and you also have to be Makabel Shabbos. Says Reb Kiveger, even if you light Ba'oida Yoim Gadol, V'loi Kibel all of Shabbos, you weren't makabel Shabbos, the halacha is, it's still, you were yoitza, which means what the Ramah says, that you have to light again, and maybe even with a bracha. Says Reb Kiveger, if you lit, beboida yoim gadol, even if you weren't makabel Shabbos, b'dievig yoitza, and of course, even if you want to do l'tchatchil and relight, you don't make a bracha. Now just a second, by the way, Reb Shlomo Zalman says, that going to the Kaisel, taking a taxi to the Kaisel, that's not called b'di'evit. Meaning to say is, if somebody's making an early Shabbos, but he wants to, he's doing after the plag, but he wants to light Neiris with a Tanai, that he's not Makabel Shabbos. So Reb Kiveger says, b'di'evit, even if you're not Makabel Shabbos, it's okay. Says Reb Shlomo Zalman, to go to the Kaisel to daven Mincha Kabbalah Shabbos, that's not a b'di'evid. And Mameli should be Makabel Shabbos, and you can't go to the Kaisel, take a taxi. You can walk there, you can't go by taxi. That's Reb Kiveger. What was your question?
No, not a question.
The Shaila is, and this is what Reb Shlomo Yosef was starting to bring up, what does the Reb Kiveger mean that b'di'evid, even if you light me, b'oida yoim gadol, it's fine? Does Reb Kiveger mean that you have to light after plag, but even if you're not makabel Shabbos, as long, Reb Kiveger says, as long as you light it for the purpose of Shabbos, you don't have to makabel Shabbos, as long as you light it for the purpose of Shabbos.
And when you're going into Shabbos, the candles are still lit.
Obviously, that's halacha always, most definitely.
The Shabbos starts with light in the
with house. Light, very good. Like Morty's saying, of course, that's a general halacha and adlakas neiros. You have to make sure that the candles, when you light, are lit long enough. Even if you light in Yerushalayim 40 minutes before Shkia, if you have tea lights that only burn for a half hour, that's problematic because the candles have to light. The purpose is that you should be neiros on Shabbos. So Reb Kiveger, just a minute, I want to just say this, Reb Kiveger, and then afterwards all the questions, please. Reb Kiveger says that b'di'evid you can light after you b'di'evid if you light without a Kabbalah Shabbos, as long as you light it for the purpose of Shabbos, it's fine. That's Reb Kiveger. What does Reb Kiveger mean? Only after the plag, as long as you light it for the purpose of Shabbos, even without a Kabbalah Shabbos? Or even before the plag, as long as you light it for the purpose of Shabbos? The Bir Halacha says that Reb Kiveger that says B'di'evit is only after the plag, meaning to say is after the plag, today, at 6:54 and on, even if you're not Makabel Shabbos, B'di'evit it's okay, you don't have to relight the Neiris. But if, let's say the Neiris were lit today at 6:30, whether if it was a mistake, whether the case of this person that wanted to travel after lighting the candles, says the Bir Halacha, it's an invalid adlaka, and you weren't yoitza adlaka's Neiris. It's not good even b'di'evit. That's the Bir Halacha's understanding in Reb Kiveger. And therefore, only after plag could one rely on b'di'evit to light without a Kabbalah Shabbos. Says Reb Kiveger, as long as you have in mind, you're doing it for Shabbos, so it's already l'kavod Shabbos. That's the b'alach. If you light it before plag, it's not a good adlock at all. However, the Elef Hamogin, which is a pirush on the Mate Ephraim, a sefer on Be'ikra on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur Sukkot, B'Shabura brings it a lot. The Elef Amogin, the Pirush on the Mat Ephraim, where the Mat Ephraim says that if you light too early, it's not a good hadlaka. Says the Elef Hamogin, that's only the Shittas who argue, the Shittas that argue on Reb Kiveger. The ones who argue Reb Kiveger is the Shittas that argue, the Shulchan Aruch Rav that argue on Reb Kiveger. However, Reb Kiveger that holds that you light a light b'di'evit even without Kabbalah Shabbos, even if you light before plag, it's okay. Even if you light before plag, it's okay. So we have a machloikis apoiskim if Reb Kiveger's b'di'evit is even before plag. That's a machloikis apoiskim, one second. And Eretz Tzvi, a very interesting tshuva. I'm leaving it out, but it's an interesting tshuva to look. They printed the calendar with a mistake. So just to be mesakim, what comes out over here is that a person should light after the plag and litchatchila be makabel Shabbos. B'dievet, if one's not makabel Shabbos, if you light it for the purpose of Shabbos after plag, it's okay. Before plag, there's a shita that it may be okay b'dievet. Had to learn Reb Kiveger, and there may even be a shita. Not there may even be. Then we said there's the Arch HaShulchan that you even let it be before a plag. But of course, me'ikar adin l'tchatchila, the earliest Shabbos one should make is a person should make it not earlier than the plag to be madlak neiros after the plag.
The Shabbos.